Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 15. My name is Leslie Olmsted, and today we are going to talk about where to begin when you are ready to implement playlists and pathways. Before implementing pathways into your classroom, it's important to first take a look at the other three cornerstones of personalized learning. They include the whole child, which centers around building a strong relationship between the teacher and the students. Student ownership, where students have voice and can explain what they are doing and why. And mastery learning. This is where students are tracking their data, embracing feedback, and are without fear of failure. Once you feel secure with these three cornerstones, the next step that would come naturally would be to consider the implementation of pathways and playlists. It's important to feel confident that your classroom is a safe and student-centered environment before introducing the pathways or playlists, because it is an instructional shift and frustration would occur for you and your students without having a strong foundation, which is already taking place within your class environment. My personalized learning journey began 2 years ago. It all started because I was frustrated with not feeling like I truly knew what each and every student in my class needed. A typical day during math workshop looked like this. Every single student sat on the rug while I used a teacher's manual to instruct. I stood in front of my students while they gazed at me disinterested, unengaged, and even bored. The key here is that I did all of the talking. The worst part was when I would have them continue with practicing the strategies that I just taught them, and they either already knew the content or were completely confused. This is when I started questioning what and how I was teaching. Was I meeting every student's needs? No. Was I able to distinguish which students truly needed the content before my instruction? Of course not. So I began to ask myself, how could I change my teaching to meet all of their needs? After a lot of trial and error, I came to the realization that my teacher's manual helped me plan my lessons, but it was not what was best for the students. The first step was placing my manual back on the shelf and to sit down and really unpack the Common Core standards. At this time, my district did not have a literacy scope and sequence nor a math continuum. This meant I needed to pick apart each standard and decide which standards would be best taught sequentially, as well as in what part of the year. I feel like unpacking the standards and planning out the year really helped me to become a better teacher to my students, because I felt that I fully understood the standards and it helped me to dive deep into what I needed to teach my students before the end of the year came. So after creating a year-long plan, the next natural step for me was to take each chunk of standard and plan backwards. I usually group standards that best fit together to create a unit or what you might call a cycle. In my classroom, I felt it was best to keep these groupings to no more than 2 to 4 standards at a time. Before I decided to chunk these standards together, I was extremely frustrated and found it difficult to monitor my students' growth. There was too much going on in my classroom at once within my math workshop. The standard chunking also allowed for me to develop a timeline as to when I would like my children to show mastery and when it was time to move on to another cycle. This ensures that you are covering all the standards throughout the year. Of course, there are students that will not obtain mastery by your date, but you will now know specifically who those students are, and you're still able to continue to implement more intense interventions specifically for them. It also helps you to show data for any IEP, PEP meetings, or even during a parent one-on-one conference. With backwards planning, you want to look at the final result. You will ask yourself, what do your students need to know? From here, I use the 2 to 4 standards to create a pre- and post-assessment, as well as pathways that incorporate one of each of the standards. First, the pre-assessment was given to students before going to the cycle so I could see what my students already knew, and I also wanted to see what I still needed to teach them. The pre-assessment assured me that my students would no longer be sitting in a whole group in instruction, and it also guided my instruction groups every day. You might be asking yourself, now I have my data, where do I begin? Well, my new approach of teaching math workshop would now look a lot different. Based on the pre-assessment data, I conferenced with every student. I shared their assessment with them, and together we would decide which standards they needed to continue to practice. Upon setting a goal for themselves, I would give them a pathway or playlist that would incorporate activities to reinforce what that child specifically needed. After every student had their very own pathway or playlist, I would take a look at each standard and call over small groups. These groups only included my students that did not show mastery of the specific standard that I wanted to teach that day. Because I work with small groups now and not the entire class, the other students were able to work on pathways or playlists that met their individualized needs, such as standards from the pre-assessment that we talked about earlier. When a student completes their pathway or playlist, they would show me mastery by completing exit tickets. If they were successful, they would move on to their next pathway or playlist, again, which was based on the pre-assessment data. By the end of the cycle, students would then take their post-assessment, but I knew by this point that I had given students various opportunities to work with me individually in small group instruction, and I gave them ample opportunities to practice that skill using their pathway or playlist. By the time the students took the post-assessment, I knew that I had every opportunity to really meet the needs of each and every student. I was also able to better communicate with parents about what their child specifically needed. That helped me to develop the home and school relationships with my families. I now know that personalized learning approach of incorporating pathways and playlists is what is best for each and every student in my class. When you look at my class now, you will no longer see me standing in front of my classroom instructing all of my students on the exact same lesson, nor will you see my students unengaged and staring off into space. Instead, you will see and hear students collaborating and taking control of their own learning by using pathways and playlists. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.